In Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Some have called it the storm of the century. Hurricane Matthew's outer bands of wind and rain have already come on shore on the east coast of the U.S. state of Florida. Matthew had already left hundreds dead in the Caribbean, including at least 283 on Haiti. Noen Hatchern is with the Red Cross and spoke with VOA about the situation in Haiti.
It looks like there's a tremendous amount of need. Over 350,000 people are in need of assistance. We're looking at over 16,000 people have been displaced. There's 152 shelters open. And in some of the southern areas of the island, about 80% of the homes have been damaged. There is major flooding and damaged infrastructure, especially in the south, as well as major crop and garden loss, which is guaranteed to have a long-term effect on folks in that area.
Hurricane remains a powerful storm with top sustained winds of 200 kilometers per hour. A grim prediction for the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo.
In maximum 2 months, 2.5 months, the city of eastern Aleppo at this rate may be totally destroyed.
UN Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura says that some 275,000 civilians are besieged there. Police in Turkey have arrested a number of Kurdish Workers' Party members there that suspected of carrying out a bomb attack near an Istanbul police station on Thursday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, and authorities said none of those wounded were in serious condition. Turkey has been hit by a wave of attacks. This is VOA News.